Okay, can we get this? What we do is based on something that was strategically planted in us. This is an ongoing, wonderful working of the Holy Spirit that keeps going. It's not a weekend conference or a six-week program. This is the Word of God who lives inside of us by His Spirit revealing truth to us. Amen? For example, last night, the Lord was dealing with an elite attitude. And so I went home. And you don't say, okay, Lord, I'm not going to ever feel, you know, I looked up elite. It's like your group's better than other groups and this kind of thing. So I said, Lord, you know, my heart is not to feel like that about Beauty for Ashes or the teaching you've given me. But this is awesome teaching you've given me. But where does that wrong spirit about it get on there some? And Lord, you know where that got in, because you know that's not what I want. That's not in my heart. You know, I'm teachable. I learn all these things. Just show me, where did that come from? And you know what he showed me? As a child, and there was some, everybody just about has had some dysfunction in their home, okay? If not everybody, okay? Even the people who seem so wonderful, and they can be wonderful, when you really get to know their stories, you're like, oh my gosh, they come from the same bunch of dysfunction as the rest of us. Amen? God's just restoring everything. So, in the Lord, in the dysfunction in my home, I got an identity as being my father's favorite. Now that, if you ask my other sister, she was my dad's favorite. And if you really look at how much my dad took my brother out, he would probably have been my favorite, you know. And my dad was really good at not really having favorites. But I would take little things he did for me that he didn't do for them or whatever, some one time, and I made it into an idol. And so if I make that, if my identity was being my dad's favorite, how does that then transfer over to your Heavenly Father? It's always bothered me when I hear people say, I'm God's favorite. You hear it a lot, you know. No, he doesn't have any favorites, period. I mean, he really doesn't. He doesn't have any favorites. He loves everybody. He created them exactly how he wants them. He loves them to the max. He will never love you more than he loves you the moment you were conceived, and he'll never love you less. God's love is completely unconditional and stable. Amen. Completely unconditional and stable. Just, and is so big and is so powerful and is so mighty, we've not even begun to really taste it. And Satan has done everything through fear and lies and perversions and things we've tried to get right to not understand God and his love. Amen? So believe it or not, I had to repent for identifying myself as my dad's favorite. And the little voice that wants to say, but you were. Shut up. Get out. Come out of her. Might be a little bigger than I thought. Oh, deliverance, so much fun. They got to slide out when there just ain't nothing to hang on to anymore. You don't have to go through a line. Nobody has to scream and yell at you. Sometimes that happens. It's cool. But the enemy can only stay in a believer when you believe them. When you really don't believe them anymore, they got to slide out. That was his last little attempt to stay. But you were! See, I think deliverance ought to be fun. Because Jesus won.